Indonesia's Hajj Pilgrim Village by revising the Hajj law. Hasanuddin University and Fujian Normal University established UNHAS Center in China. And now the news in details. Chairperson of Commission 8 of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR Marwan Dasopang expressed his support for President Prabowo's proposal to establish Indonesia's Hajj Village in Saudi Arabia. Speaking to reporters in Jakarta on Thursday, as quoted by RRA.co.id, Marwan stated that this support would be realized through the revision of the Hajj law, which he urged to be discussed promptly. He also emphasized that the Indonesian government would engage in diplomacy with the Saudi Arabian government regarding the development of Hajj Village. He highlighted that the initiative could bring many benefits, particularly in reducing accommodation costs for Indonesian pilgrims. Marwan also called on all related ministries and agencies to contribute to the realization of the proposal. He specifically mentioned that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for diplomatic efforts, the Ministry of Religious Affairs for obtaining permits, and the Ministry of Public Works would take part in the construction efforts. Describing the idea as a brilliant initiative by President Prabowo, Marwan acknowledged the complexities of implementing it, given the location in Saudi Arabia. He stressed the importance of cautious discussion to ensure that proposal is well understood by Saudi Arabia and to avoid any misperceptions. Moving on to the second news. Hasanuddin University, Makassar, South Sulawesi, and Fujian Normal University in China have signed a memorandum of understanding to establish the UNHAS Center at FNU, located in Fuzhou, China. In a statement received by Antara on Thursday, Rector of UNHAS Jamaluddin Jompa explained that this collaboration aims to strengthen relations between the two countries through mutually beneficial scientific diplomacy. The UNHAS Center will be designed as an Indonesian cultural house, with FNU providing a dedicated space to serve as an information and promotion center managed by UNHAS. Jamaluddin further noted that FNU was chosen as the location for the UNHAS Center because Fuzhou is a major business hub with historical ties to Indonesia. Meanwhile, Rector of FNU, Zheng Jinjian, warmly welcomed this strategic partnership. He praised UNHAS as one of Indonesia's best universities, recognized for its extensive research and innovation across various fields. And that was Newsline.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and RRInet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, in this beautiful day of Friday, I almost said Thursday, it is the start of the weekend. Have you had any plans to go out this weekend? If you don't, make sure to stay tuned because we have a special filler that will accompany you, maybe a future destinations for you to go ahead. And so without any further ado, don't forget that you can watch this program from our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Petra Sihombing with Changi or Futuristic. Because every day, just like RRA Digital, you can watch it every day without just easy, without any disturbances.
Baju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah terjadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, bagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga masa apa nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantik ya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah terjadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, bagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, bagaimana yang semestinya.
tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Oh, rich and fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in craft, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous. Famous among divers. Cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Oh, hingga kemana pun izinkan aku menanti kau buka pintu hatimu kembali. Oh sayangku tak bisa dibuatmu kecewa.
Indonesia and China unveil logo for the 75 years of bilateral relations. On Tuesday, January 7, diplomats of Indonesia and China launched a special logo marking 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The logo was designed by Angkasa Putra, a young and talented Indonesian who won a design competition organized by the Chinese Embassy in Jakarta, the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, and the Indonesian Foreign Policy Community. During the launching, held at China Space in the Istiqlal Mosque Complex in Jakarta, Chinese Ambassador Wan Lutong shared his excitement about the competition. He revealed that over 600 designs from Indonesian creators were submitted, all beautifully reflecting the deep historical ties, achievements, and shared hopes for the future between Indonesia and China. Indonesian Ambassador to China Johari Oratmangun called the competition a great example of the two strong partnership between the two nations. He highlighted how their bilateral relationship continued to benefit the people of Indonesia, particularly through collaboration in areas like security, economy, and cultural exchange. Meanwhile, Dino Pati Jalal, founder of the Indonesian Foreign Policy Community and a former diplomat, expressed his optimism about the future relations of Indonesia-China. He described the 75th anniversary as not just a milestone, but a foundation for even greater cooperation in years to come. As a reminder, Indonesia and China officially established diplomatic relations on April 13, 1950. Here's newsflash. The Ministries of Agriculture and Transmigration have established cooperation to realize food self-sufficiency, which President Prabowo Subianto is targeting to achieve by 2027. The cooperation was marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman and Transmigration Minister Iftita Sulaiman in Jakarta on Thursday. As reported by Antara on Friday, the collaboration also includes providing labor contribution and preparing houses for transmigrants in various productive areas. And that was Newsflash.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store.
RRE Digital. I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. Everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it's on my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. And I am free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want, 'cause I don't want it for you and me. Oh, oh, oh. And I don't even know why we're trying. Dying, I am sad, and it's over.
brilliant tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you so much for your listener and Ed Beer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there'll be a lot more program and information that will accompany the next hours in Indonesia Today. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for your listener and Inadbir. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, where you can watch our feature right now, See Gali Gali. Because Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. To close up this RRInet broadcast.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Si Gali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Si Gali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigale-gale
is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosi Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigale-gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simanggale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Mador tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat. Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding Ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The Ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNN.
Semuanya telah berbeda. Before it hits the ground, I try to keep my head high, but I've been struggling and I don't know if I can take it for much time. I keep on telling you, if you do love me too, I wanna feel it from the bottom of your heart. You say you do.